A tiny selection there from Antonín Dvořák's best-loved opera Rusalka, The War Nymph, based on the fairy tales of Karel Jaromír Erben and Božena Němcová. It tells the haunting story of a water nymph who yearns to become human because she has fallen in love with a mortal. Through a witch's magic spell, she leaves her underwater home to live on land, with tragic results. First premiered at Prague's National Theatre in 1901, Dvořák's Rusalka became an instant success with the public and has enchanted opera lovers for over a century. This past weekend, over 10,000 people made their way to Prague's Divoká Šárka Valley for an outdoor performance of Rusalka at an open-air theatre founded back in 1913. The tradition of outdoor operas at Divoká Šárka Valley was broken off in 1922 due to a lack of finances and was not revived until just 2 years ago by the National Theatre. After the success of Smetana's Bartered Bride the previous 2 years, this year's choice was Rusalka with Helena Kaupová in the title role. In her main aria, Song to the Moon, you could hear a pin drop. In this case, Rusalka was actually singing to the sun, but nobody minded. The beauty of the surrounding environment more than made up for the lack of lighting and props. In fact, many people noted that Rusalka, surrounded by woods and meadows, was the ideal setting, reminiscent of the countryside at Vysoká, Dvořák's summer retreat, which inspired him to compose the opera. The National Theatre Ensemble had the audience on its feet after every single aria, and shouts of bravo echoed through the valley. It was exactly what the theatre's founders, Emil Polert and Antonín Fencel, had in mind when they built it in 1913. It took almost a century for their dream to materialise, and judging by the enormous interest, outdoor operas for the general public do have a future in Prague. Antonín Dvořák's Rusalka, which attracted over 10,000 people to Šárka Valley on the outskirts of Prague over the weekend.